Now, there's two different kinds of love. There's human love, which is a Greek word, is a filial love. And then agape love is the high love, divine love. Now, you take the like the filial love. When we have that love, a mother for a baby will drive her right straight to a flaming fire to save that baby's life. It'll make a man or his sweetheart lay down his life anytime. See what I mean? That's just human love. And I'll read somewhere in the Bible that said, could a mother forget her little suckling babe? Said, you may, but I can never forget you, for you're engraved on the palms of my hands. So how could God ever forsake us or anything as long as he loves us like that? I'll tell you what you do, church members. Now, if some member goes to your church, I know I'm talking to Protestant and Catholic, and I'm talking to Calvinists and Arminians, but that's neither pro nor con. You do this. If you want to be a real outstanding person in your church, wherever church you will go to, you just fall in love with God with all your heart, and when you do that, you'll fall in love with every member of your church and every member of everybody else's church with all your heart. Now, you can't bluff that. Now, there's something about it that people know. If there's anything I can contribute to the success of my meetings to, earthly speaking, is to know that people have a conscience to know that I truly, truly love people. I just love people. And they know that. And you can't fool them on that. If you are making out or pretending, just like Christianity, if you're pretending to be a Christian, just pretending, rather, to be a Christian, you'll never make a go of it. No, sir, it's absolutely got to be there. That's all. Love will do it. I have been a great lover of wildlife, you know that. And I've noticed in animal life, if you love animals, if you love them, you can do anything with them you want to. And if you don't love them, they know it. And if you're afraid of them, like a biting dog, somebody said a dog will bite. If you're afraid of him, you're sure going to get bit. See? Now, you're not going to fool him. You might say I'm not afraid of him, but that better come from somewhere besides your lips, because he knows better. See? Now, if you're not afraid of him, it's different.